Hi everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Property Chat. This week we've been particularly busy, and last week as well actually, in the price range of 600,000 to 800,000, the kind of, in this area, the more luxury end of the price range, which is quite a surprise. But it just goes to show, if you pitch things correctly price-wise, there are buyers there. So if your agent's telling you otherwise, we need to talk. Now the autumn statement came this week, and as far as property's concerned, apart from building a few new houses, committing a little bit more money, which will have a tiny effect on the overall market, nothing much was said. It doesn't really surprise me. I mean, for me, politicians are struggling for sound bites about Brexit when we all want to just get on with it, move on and get some certainty around it to bring some confidence back to the marketplace. That said, we've been surprised how busy we've been. But I think one of the reasons is that more and more people begin to realise that they need a boots on the ground agent with local experience and a good marketing strategy to actually get them moving in a tough market. In an easy market, well, anyone can just push a button. But proper marketing and proper estate agency advice is about far more than that. Then on to other local issues. This week we had a tenant report that they were locked in the loo. For a minute we had a giggle until he told us he'd also left the oven on. And then we were frightened for him, immediately went round to the property with the key, tried to get in, and the key wasn't working, so immediately called the fire brigade. By now quite frightening because the smoke alarms were going off, we could smell the smoke outside, and the lads from Norbury were absolutely fantastic. They came along really quickly, smashed the window, and what we discovered when we got in, then we managed to get the tenant released from the bathroom window, from the bathroom door rather, and what we discovered was the tenant had his key on the inside of the door. That's why we couldn't actually get in. So it made us think of thumb wheels for the future on the inside of front doors for property, so it can't happen again. But it did make me think of Grenfell, and there's some news on that this week. Basically, a report by the Equality Watchdog, residents' right to life and adequate housing were violated by allowing the use of the combustible cladding, allocating flats to high flats to the elderly and disabled. I mean, what was that about, really? I can't even believe on what they were thinking. But it does bring many questions regarding the concept of compartmentation, which is a major fire safety issue where fires are contained in certain areas of building, but obviously when you've got combustible cladding, that overrides it because it ran up the outside of the building so quickly and allowed the fire to spread, and so many lives were lost, and such a sad tragedy, 72 people, and my heart goes out to them, and shout out here to Sam Jennings locally, who did so much for them and who we supported and many others supported financially to help those at Grenfell. As far as the fire advice is concerned, that's under scrutiny. We'll let you know more as we hear more. On to home improvements. 3 out of 5 homeowners have made improvements to their homes in the last 5 years. This is according to Post Office Money. The average value of the revamp was $14,000. That surprises me because in this area it's more likely people will have spent substantially more. I don't know whether that's a London thing and it's averaged throughout the country probably. Most popular improvements were kitchens, garden landscaping, walk-in wardrobes, and apparently, according to them, they're most likely to add value. For me, I would say it would depend on the individual properties and would much rather have a chat with an individual vendor and discuss what the best marketing plan and improvements might be for them, because I think it does matter massively what road you're in as to what you should be doing. So often we see people overspend on their houses, where if we had the discussion first of all, we'd have said, well, don't do that because there's no impact on value, and they've made certain changes. Another interesting point this week, in a bid to tackle climate change, the government will be banning, yes, banning gas central heating from 2025 and fossil fuels for heating systems. You'll still be allowed ovens and hobs, apparently. That was recommended to be also banned by the Committee on Climate Change. But a future home standard will be introduced, mandating the end of fossil fuel heating. Now, that's interesting, but the question will be, what will replace that heating? And will it be financially viable, or will it just add more cost onto houses and therefore further exacerbate the housing crisis? That's my worry on that. What are those alternative fuel sources, and are they financially viable, would be my question before we go such a route. Well, thanks for watching this week. We'll be back next week with another edition, letting you know what's happening locally and nationally. Thanks to all of our new subscribers. You're very welcome. Glad to have you on board. If you have any comments or questions, please do hit the buttons below, because we love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, please subscribe. And it's very nice to virtually meet you. We'll speak to you next week. Take care.